Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Perhaps the most pervasive lie that keeps Democrats high on Trump derangement syndrome is this notion that Republicans are fascists, they're Nazis, they're never going to give up power, Trump will be dictator for life, and it's BS, and we know it's BS. Here is Stephen A. Smith talking to Bill Maher about it. Stephen Colbert also had a moment on a show where he went on and on about it with Gavin Newsom. Unfortunately, I can't show that clip because they copyright strike literally everything, but this one won't get copyright struck. So this is Bill Maher. Even Bill Maher, who I consider to be a more level-headed Democrat, which I know is, you know, there's a bit of an oxymoron there, level-headed Democrat, but in any case, even he is high on his own supply. Take a look.
You see any light at the end of the tunnel for the Democratic Party for 2026 or 2028? My last question to you.
I think they can win those elections. I don't think the right, as long as they appear nutty to the right, and there is a lot of nutty on the far left, as long as they appear that way to those Republicans, it doesn't matter if they win the election. The right is not going to give up power. Wow. That's my prediction. I mean, they've already shown they are perfectly comfortable with Trump still has not conceded the 2020 election.
Right.
You know, it's as Stalin said, it's not who wins the most votes, it's who counts the votes. And so if the right still thinks that the left is an existential threat to this country because they want to rewrite all the rules of human nature and then have nobody debate them, I don't think it matters if the Democrats win. The Republicans will just find a way to say, no, actually, that's not going to happen.
Donald Trump already has specifically been asked if he is going to run again, and he has said no. He has said openly he will not run. Because he can't, and because, frankly, why would he want to? He's going to be in his 80s. Why would he want to be president after that, especially when he's been president, and again, in politics, gone as high as you can go for 8 years? Especially as well, by the way, when J.D. Vance could be president, and Donald Trump is going to likely do a lot of influencing over J.D. Vance. He already has. That's what happens when you're someone's VP. So he's still going to have a lot of power even when he's not president. His one example that Bill Maher can use is January 6th, which of course is always what Democrats use. It's the only pretty much talking point that they have, which we're going to talk about in just a second because we've got a new revelation on January 6th. But even with his one example in 2020 where Trump didn't concede the election, Trump still stepped down. Like verbally, Trump said, I think it's rigged. I don't think it's legit. But you'll notice that Trump was not president from 2021 to 2025. So why do Democrats care? I personally think Trump was wrong to not concede, by the way. I've talked at length on this show about what I think happened in 2020 and why I think Trump is wrong. And this is coming from a Republican who supports Trump. But what matters is that he stepped down. That's what he did. So how is 2020 any indication that Republicans wouldn't give up power in 2028? And frankly, I don't believe Bill Maher. I don't believe anybody saying this. I think it's just a talking point to rile up the base. That's what I think it is, to rile up the people who are too stupid to not realize what they're doing. If anything, 2020 shows that Republicans, if they believe it's rigged, they will still step down because that's what happened. As to January 6th, we've got breaking news right now. It is now confirmed there were almost 300 undercover FBI agents at the Capitol on January 6th, many of which actually went into the Capitol building. This has been a claim of MAGA for years, obviously. At this point, it was, you know, written off as a conspiracy theory for years. It is now confirmed. This is according to The Blaze, who kind of broke the story. They said the FBI has acknowledged it had 274 plainclothes agents, which, by the way, is just code for undercover, though they like to use this term so they don't have to say undercover. In any case, Agents in the massive crowds on January 6th, more than 4.5 years after questions were raised about the level of FBI involvement that day, Blaze News has learned. A senior congressional source said the number is not necessarily a surprise since the FBI often embeds counter-surveillance personnel at large events. But given the FBI's until now steadfast refusal to disclose the level of its presence at the Capitol, the figure might still be viewed with skepticism in some quarters. So not only do we have footage of officers encouraging people to enter the building, which we've had for years now, some of those people on the cameras were FBI agents, which is wild. And it makes you think, what else do we not know about this? And the gaslighting continues from the left. This is Hillary Clinton. She went on Rachel Maddow's show, made the argument that Russia was supporting the Republican Party. She's going all the way back to 2016 with the Russia hoax. And therefore, and she says this in the video, I'll show it right now. She says, therefore, the Democrat Party should get China in their back pocket. That is treason.
The only other adversary of ours who's anywhere near as good as the Russians is China. So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
Let's break down what she said, because she was very specific there. Hillary Clinton is asking for help from the CCP. That's what she says for the Democrat Party. She is asking the CCP to perform espionage on the sitting U.S. president for his tax returns. That's what she says. And she's admitting that the media will pay them for that. So she's talking about collusion with a foreign government, espionage, the likes. Crazy. Wow. Like, the fact that she would say that so brazenly and so openly is crazy. It's all open. You know what they want at this point. Senator Richard Blumenthal similarly outlined the Democrats' future plans, openly said that he would like to target conservatives with lawfare. Take a look.
The old saying, what comes around goes around. Mm-hmm. You know, today it's a Republican president, but degrading the democracy and ruining, literally perverting the great ethos and tradition of the Department of Justice, where I was in awe when I walked through those halls as a federal prosecutor. I think it's time for Republican colleagues to say enough is enough, and we are going to push them and do it hard.
They started it. Democrats started it. Democrats are acting like Trump is weaponizing the DOJ when the Biden DOJ literally indicted Trump. Literally, they did exactly what they're saying Trump is going to do to them. The Obama FBI literally spied on the Trump campaign. You want to talk about Watergate back in the 70s? Watergate happened in 2016, but way, way worse. Way worse. The Biden men, you got to remember, colluded. This just came out with Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube to censor conservatives. We already know your plan. We already know that you do this. What goes around comes around. Started a long time ago. And they're acting like Republicans started it. Republicans, when it comes to these things, almost never start. It is always Democrats. Republicans then respond in kind, and then Democrats blame them and act like they started it. Now, I don't think that Trump should engage in lawfare. That's not what I'm saying. Choosing the man and then finding the crime like they did with Trump is wrong. That is not justice. It's not good. But when there are people like Obama, for instance, who have committed huge crimes, they should be prosecuted. I don't care if they were the former president or the current president. And I'm sorry, I have that same rule for Donald Trump, by the way. It doesn't matter. It's not partisan. It's not ideological, really, in terms of left-right. It's just justice. So what happened with Trump was you had a corrupt AG openly saying that they didn't know what they were going to prosecute Trump for. This is what she said. This is what they said. You had AG Brown saying this, saying they would just find something. They didn't know what it was going to be, but they were going to find it. And they did, and it failed because they had nothing. If Trump has nothing on Obama, the same thing will happen. Before we get back to the news, guys, the progressive left is a cult. And I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some culty, very scary things they're doing that not a lot of people are talking about. Can't talk a lot about it because of big tech, but it is there in the book. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. My favorite two clips of the week, guys. Nancy Mace had Tampon Tim Walz in her hearing, took the opportunity to rip into him for about 30 seconds, and it's really, really good. Take a look.
Okay. What is a woman? What is a woman is the question.
I'm not sure I understand the question here.
Well, that...
What do you want me to say? This is...
I want you to say that a woman like me is an adult human female, that men can't become women. You guys are the party of violence, and you're the party erasing women. You don't respect us. You're a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
So usually I like the dialogue back and forth. I think that's productive. She doesn't really let him speak. However, Tim Walz is such an awful person. I really believe that. I frankly thought this was just warranted. I think it's just a good moment for Nancy Mace. On a substantive note, what Nancy Mace is saying is a winning message there. Women obviously support the Democrat Party right now. If you look at the polling, it's not good. You're looking at like 60% are supporting Democrats, and you're losing women more and more every year while men are going more and more to the Republican Party. If you make the trans issue about hating trans people, you lose. You're wrong for doing so, by the way. It's not a good thing. But just in terms of political capital and what actually works, you're going to lose the issue because hate is ugly. It doesn't work. However, if you correctly point out that it hurts women and is anti their freedoms, that is not only true, but it is a winning message, politically speaking. Now, in my second favorite video of the week, also in a hearing, also similar topic, Rep. Jacobs, who's a Democrat, was questioning Pete Hegseth on trans people in the military, and Pete Hegseth just handled it masterfully.
If it were, you would be keeping these women in. Instead, you are the one injecting culture wars into the military, and it's at the detriment of our military readiness and national security. Now, General Kane, I'd like to turn to you.
So to be clear, these are men who think they're women.
These are women. I'm happy to educate you on trans issues at another time.
What we've identified is that there's mental health issues with that belief system.
I'd like to turn to General
Kane. Are detrimental to readiness. And that's the determination that we've made and that we stand behind. Gender dysphoria.
And so you don't.
Again, this is a winning issue. It is not him hating on trans people. There's nothing in that that shows that Pete Hegseth has any ill will towards people who think that they're a woman if they're a man. It's not about roasting people. It's not about being mean. It is not. This is what it's about. It's about not allowing mentally ill people in the military because it both endangers them and it also endangers their team and our military readiness. As Pete Hegseth says, it does nobody a service to put mentally ill people in the military. I think that's really obvious. Pete Hegseth, from the beginning, I think this is one of his biggest successes as Secretary of Defense, now Secretary of War, whatever you want to call it. I think from the beginning, he's done an expert job of explaining that without getting into the weeds or seeming hateful. He's just very good at saying it's all about military readiness. I don't really care about the trans issue. It's obviously kind of crazy. But at the end of the day, it's just about him forming the best military possible. You can see that he doesn't hate anybody. He just wants to have the best military. There are a lot of streaming platforms out there that just hate your guts because they have liberal ideals. It's all about Hollywood, which obviously hates conservatives. Don't support them anymore. Support a conservative streaming channel. We the Free has the Josh Carr Show on it. Has other great political commentary, movies, TV shows, as well as a lot of Second Amendment content. If that sounds like something you want, go check them out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel so other great patriots will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.